and in Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the after show is here. Today is, October 24th. We did the Breakfast Club show this morning. So here we are. We kind of regroup, we regather, and we make fun of David because one of his guests didn't show up today.
And it's really fun. I just sit there and laugh.
Because David hates it when somebody doesn't show up because he's taken the responsibility for trying to organize all interviews for all of the radio stations.
And he takes it seriously and he does his job.
But when somebody doesn't show up and I look at him and say,
good job, David.
Good job, David. What do we do now?
Yeah.
We didn't prep for this. Because like we always have things we can talk about, but sometimes is it weird to you guys to do some topics when we're in a business?
Yes.
And there's like a group of people there behind us.
It's
just different, you know? And the whole show is geared to like talking to nonprofits and people who are supposed to show up on time and actually be there after they've made a confirmation with you at specific times. And then they're supposed to come to the station after that. And then they're a big no-show.
So, do they no-show everybody?
Yeah, they didn't show up at all for anybody.
Good job, David.
Dang it, David.
I got the email confirmation saying they would be here.
So what goes through your mind when you look up and there's like 2 minutes until we go on the air and there's no guest? The truth, what's in your head at that moment?
It looks bad on me.
And he knows he's about to get it from you.
Do you know that's coming?
Yeah.
But you know I'm just playing because it is what it is.
Yeah, but it just bothers me. Like, don't agree to something that you're not going to follow through on.
I do that all the time.
But I think...
Well...
I think a lot of people don't understand the radio business and that we don't just like press a button and say, okay, let's come back on the air. Like everything's set out in exact seconds and minutes. And, you know, it's not as easy to just do that as people think it is.
And it makes me angry because this one certain guest has no-showed multiple times. And so it's like, if it was once, okay, that's a fluke. It happens. But if it's multiple times, all right, if you don't like what we're doing, don't email me or call me anymore.
Don't do this anymore.
Here's what I think it is, because I'm going to defend the guest, because I know you're fired up about the guest. I believe that the person who was you had as the guest might have been relying on somebody else to do the interview. So in that case, if an organization books time, and we have this with a bunch of different groups where like the PR person reaches out and then they schedule whoever the guest is most related to that topic. Like there's a chance this isn't the individual's fault who you're placing the blame on.
It's a miscommunication within the
And I'm not putting it on like one person. I'm putting
You're putting it on that person.
I'm not putting it on that person.
Basically,
I'm putting it on the organization because it's happened multiple times.
Now it's the organization's fault.
Whose fault would it be?
What organization is it?
To take the blame. Do I need to start calling people?
But what if it's the person who was supposed to do the interview who then forgot about it, woke up late, the kid was sick? There's things that happen.
Then I would expect an email, hey, I'm so sorry, this is what happened.
Boy, if someone told me they forgot.
No, it's okay to eat. I mean, we're human, we forget. But to be remorseful about it is another thing.
I forgot.
No excuse in your mind?
No, there are excuses.
I forgot.
Don't tell me that. I would rather you not say anything than tell me, I forgot.
Because then it's not important.
Yeah, then it clearly was not important for you to do anything about it.
But it's important to book the time.
But there's also been times.
That's what's so crazy. Mm-hmm. We don't reach out to them. Yeah. They reach out to us.
Yeah, that blew my mind. You reached out to me weeks ago. And you're the one.
And now you know. It is what it is, though. You can't change it.
I've had coworkers tell me, oops, I forgot to do that. And then I look at them like,
yeah.
What?
Well, now that you're becoming more bossy, we need to probably cool your jets.
He is like, what, third in command now?
He thinks he is.
I'm ahead of you now.
He's been, I don't even care, though. Like, legit, if you take all duties away from me and I just get to show up and do the show, I'm the happiest person on
Earth. Yeah, that'd be like the best thing that ever happened to you.
Legit, if I could just go home as soon as we were done with like the podcast or whatever, and that was it. I'm a happy employee. I want to make the same money, though.
Right.
I want to make the same money with a quarter of the responsibilities.
It's like that in every single job, though.
You think it is?
You have stuff that you love and you have stuff that you hate.
I don't mind taking on responsibilities.
Well, okay. And let's be honest here, because again, it's the after show, and I don't know if our management ever listens to anything.
I don't think they know we even have an after show.
No.
Do they even know what a podcast is?
If they knew we had an after show, they would probably
listen to every single one of them.
Not to do the after show. But I told David, if he keeps on, you know, like, because he's very much, I'll do this, I'll do that. Give me that responsibility. But at some point, And maybe it's a young person thing, and you're doing what I did when I was younger, and it did pay off for me down the road, but it didn't pay off immediately. And that is, hey, at some point when you take on all these new responsibilities, you need to make some more money.
Yeah.
And I told you as a big brother type thing, hey, man, I wouldn't just take on more responsibilities for no more income, because then they're going to expect you just to take on everything.
It's a catch 22 though, because the reason he's doing it is because it's not getting done correctly. So you finally get frustrated and you're like, screw it. I'll do it. So it's done correctly. And then you end up spending a lot of time and effort, and then you don't get paid more when it is an extra job. Yeah.
And it's not, I don't own this business, so I'm not, that would be different. Like if I own the business, I'd be doing everything I could, but I don't own this. So it's like, I do want to get paid more if I do that.
At some point, and I had to figure this out too, where it's like, okay, I'm a company guy. I'm going to work really hard, and I'm going to work harder than they're going to make me work, because it's just the way I'm wired, and I'm proud of what we do. Yeah. But I also think, hey, you're going to pay me because you're making money every day.
Yeah.
And you're making good money every day. And there's a portion of that that's based on what we do.
Yeah.
So take care of the people who you need. And if you feel like you need us as a team and we bring a lot to the table, then pay us accordingly. Or we'll walk away.
Yeah.
And then you can go. It's always harder to go and try to find somebody and hire in like a new crew. Imagine if they had to go hire three people tomorrow.
Yeah.
To replace us.
Oh my gosh, to run a show?
Yeah. And then you lose 3 years worth of time with me. And even before that, in all the years of doing mornings. Like, you can't replace that. You can take somebody, and I've told them this before, you can go find somebody more talented who is younger, more talented, and blah, blah, blah. But you know what they're not going to have?
The relationship.
17 years in the market.
And it's even more so than that, because you did Memphis Wrestling before that. So people really know you from both of those type of things. So you're talking 20-something years.
And I mean, I was a PE teacher, and so all the kids in the nation know me. So, I mean...
Oh, yeah, and then she becomes awkward today, like by announcing
that wasn't my fault.
The fact that her breasts aren't double
D's.
That was weird.
That was freaking weird.
Do it in the correct context. That is, I didn't just say my breasts aren't double D's. It was nothing like that.
Yeah, that made me feel weird.
Well, let me tell you what made me feel weird on the air was someone calling me double D. And that was weird.
People call me double D all the time.
But they brought it back up, and it's the reason I said, well, they're not. Because when he said it again, I felt like everyone in the room looked at me, and I was like, well, and the only thing that came out of my mouth was, well, they're not.
But here's the weird part about it. The conversation was over.
And like, maybe I was a few seconds too late.
No, she was about 8 minutes late. Saying,
Brandon, you're such an exaggerator.
By the way, they're not double D's. And then she sunk into the chair because then she was embarrassed for saying it. And I was embarrassed.
Four guys standing there all just kind of looked at her and then went about their own way.
There was only one I was embarrassed of. I wasn't embarrassed because of y'all.
Like, what do we say after that? Okay.
No, Brandon goes, awkward. Like, out loud.
Because you can't just be like, because that's weird, too. So you just set us up
David,
in like a weird position. Exactly.
Why did you just say that?
Because it's weird, right?
He just made it weird.
He's making things really weird today.
There was one time, can I say this story to change the subject? Because my name is David Daly. I was at a public spot once, and there was a loudspeaker inside this entire building. And we were over there, and this guy gets on the microphone and says, come over here to David Daly. I like to call him Double D. Bigger's always better. And he said it just like that.
Who said that?
I don't want to say who.
I know who it is.
But you know who it is.
I know who it is.
Yes.
Because there's not many people who would do that. No, it's not here. It's at a business.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I 100% know who
do
it is.
Do I know the person?
Yes,
you do.
Okay.
100 Write it down, because she'll laugh.
And I was like 20 when that happened too. 19 or 20.
I would have died.
Yeah. So any more clarification you want to give on that?
No, but on the air, you say, oh yeah, Kelly has spent some money in that category. Whatever you said.
I had to try to make it seem not as awkward.
So you just go ahead and out me?
What does it matter? We saw you on Botched.
Yeah. Wow.
Could you imagine watching that show and you see someone
There's
you know?
There's Kelly.
Not even Kelly, just someone you know.
Oh, it's such a crazy show, man. And I love it.
I can't believe you love it when you don't like blood and all that other stuff. And you will watch it.
There's something about that show that I like, though.
That show grosses me out. I can't watch it.
I saw Dr. DeBro and his wife. Have you seen his wife?
Mm-mm.
She's pretty. But they were on...
Is she Botched?
She looks like she's not botched now. She might have had
been botched.
She might have had some stuff done before. But there's this new thing where they're talking about like how everybody has that afternoon, that midday crash, you know, and it's like 1 or 2 o'clock. And, and it's because of what we eat. And then we eat carbs at lunch. And then the carbs spike our blood sugar. And then our blood sugar falls back down to normal levels. And then all of a sudden we feel like we're exhausted.
Yeah.
So they were talking about the magic potion that's not going to make you feel exhausted. And all you have to do is like one of those vegetable mix in the water things, but it's beets.
Beets
and beet juice and beet pulp and
Battlestar Galactica.
I get it.
If you don't get it, you're not a true fan.
Of what?
Beets.
Oh,
who was a beet farmer?
Oh, it's Dwight.
Okay.
But it was when Jim was acting.
And he was going like beets, bears, Battlestar Galactica. He was imitating Dwight. Jim was, and he was dressed like him. If you didn't see that one, you need to go back.
I watched every one of them.
What's the best bear?
False.
Okay, I do find it weird when people memorize lines from movies and TV shows.
Well, that part
I think
was
that's
so
weird.
Funny. Well, you only
because
watch
I've gone
once.
Through the series like 17 times
Jeez,
now.
It's still weird.
You watch movies, right? You've seen movies.
No, he doesn't watch movies.
Do you understand what a movie is?
He doesn't.
It's something you can go back and watch later, and you just so happen to memorize those lines because they thought you thought they were funny.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't watch movies. You sit around and you watch The Wall or
Him
something.
Him and Leslie like yell at each other.
Yeah,
or something.
You stare at
she
each
got,
other.
She told me to shut up last night.
Good for her.
Yeah.
About time.
It actually kind of hurt my feelings.
I need to give her a high five. What happened? What'd you do? And I'll tell you if she should have said it.
I was just messing around with her. We had WWE on and they showed a commercial of Trish Stratus. And I just said, she's like, will you shut up? No, shut up.
What'd you say? Oh, she's looking hot there,
no,
man.
No, I would never say that.
Guy,
what do you think about
her?
I said, I'm going to rewind and go back and watch Trish Stratus. Shut up. But it was kind of a mean shut up. I'm like, what's the deal?
Because you do it every day, 5 times a day.
But what does it matter? Is it really that important? Will somebody tweet at Trish Stratus and tell her?
This guy talks to his wife about you
legitimately,
all the time.
Let me see. Hang on.
Every time he says legitimately, I'm like, what's he?
No, because it's legit. It means
legitimately.
I'm about to hit you with truth.
Speaking the truth.
All right. So the other day, we were talking about Jimmy Fallon following me on Twitter.
Who's we?
Me, Leslie, and Kai.
Okay.
And Kai even knows who Jimmy Fallon is. So we were talking about different people, BB Rexha, Jerry Lawler, you know, people like that. And then I said something about Trish Stratus following me on Twitter, and Leslie was like, like she thought I was lying, but she really does.
But she still, right now, thinks you're lying?
She thinks I'm lying.
You should call her and let's tell her.
I don't think so.
Remember that, Tom?
So
we were sitting in the car.
Trish has 1.1 million followers. She follows 1,000 people. And I'm
one of 1,000. Well,
she sees our stuff. She sees my stuff.
So she would know you if you walked by.
I mean, I would think so.
Yeah.
Hey, you're branded OKFIN.
Yeah.
I don't know why she followed me.
You know what would help you, though? You really need to work on getting a check mark.
Yeah,
I've
dude,
tried that.
You can get a check mark.
No, I can't.
You of all people could get a check mark.
I can't get a check mark.
Yes, you can.
They told me I'm about to get a check mark.
The bull. Watch this. I'm just going to text. I'm going to tell me why I need a check mark, first of all.
Because it'd
because
make you
she'd
official.
Be like, oh, he's actually famous. He
neat.
Might could get me some new followers or something.
Right. She has 1 million followers. But like, okay, so if I have a check mark, can I message DM anybody who has a check mark, even if they don't follow me?
No, I think
me?
You have to be friend.
But I think if you're verified, I think it's different.
Oh.
Like, I think if I had a check mark, I could DM The Rock.
You're trying to get a check mark so you can hit on chicks.
Carrie Underwood's getting a
he
DM.
He named The Rock first, David.
Shut up.
Hey, Rock, I want to look like you, bro. What's up? That's happening.
I'm about to send my wife.
What does it say?
It is this.
Did you screenshot
it's
it?
It's a picture of Trisha.
It's her t-shirts, and it says, get yours. Because I said to her last night, another mention of Trish Stratus. I said, did you get me my Trish Stratus shirt to watch WWE Evolution this weekend?
You're such an idiot. You asked for it.
100% just to bother her.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like watching it at home and wearing the
How funny
Trish
is that?
Stratus shirt.
How funny is that?
Did you send it?
Dork.
What do you think the response is going to be predicted?
Shut up. Go away. Leave me alone.
I bet. Let me predict.
F you.
No, she won't say that.
Wow. Not the actual words. Just
oh, F you. F-E-F-F.
Yeah.
All right. Give me what your prediction is.
F you. Or OMG with an eye roll or something like that.
Okay.
I'm going to say leave me alone or go away.
I bet you're weird.
You're okay.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I have no response as of yet.
Is she up?
Yes. Kelly, the show's over. David, is there any girl that makes Rachel jealous?
I don't think so.
Famous girl?
No.
Local girl?
Yes.
Are there local girls who make her jealous?
His face.
Tell me the truth.
Are there local girls that make your wife
jealous?
Stop
flipping the damn question and answer me.
Yes. Dang. Are there local girls that make your wife jealous?
You just made David nervous.
No, tell me.
I'm not telling you names. That's weird.
No, I'm not asking names. I'm just saying
the
yes
answer
or no.
The answer for every single girl, with an exception of a certain percentage, is probably yes.
Yes. Yeah. There's somebody.
Just like there's probably some guys that could come up to Leslie or Rachel and make you feel a little uneasy.
Why would that be, though? Because?
Because you perceive them as either looking better than you, being in better shape than you, having a better personality, being more funny.
What if I know they're a hoe bag? And I'm like, oh, that guy's sleaze, and he's talking to my wife.
So we always know when hoe bags talk to y'all, and it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, like, if I think that somebody is, like, one of those people who's just looking for people to do.
Maybe Leslie didn't know that, and she's like,
Do wives think like that?
All the time, Brandon.
You think about that?
No, I'm just messing
with
you.
Nope, she's lying.
Weird.
You are the flipper. You're a gaslighter. It's what you are. If you don't know what it is, you can. It's a word. It's a coined word.
A gaslighter.
Google it.
You mean instigator?
Nope. You're a gaslighter.
Well, that's...
Someone accuses you of something, you automatically accuse them of the same thing.
Urban Dictionary. Go to gaslighter. That. Let's see where that comes
from. Did you ever light gas when you're in the fraternity? She said, get it.
No, she said it. Get it.
Yeah, she's like, get it. Fine, get it.
You want to call her now? Because now
just say, hey, David is such a good friend. You want to know why? He just ordered it for me.
A gaslighter is one who takes part in the manipulation of events and situations in order to make a target person believe that he or she is crazy.
I don't even know anybody who works at Target.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
We're doing the after show today. We haven't done one in a minute, so. We're going to see if you had any content.
No.
Hey, let's talk before we get to another subject. Let's talk about her crying for 2 days about Roman Reigns.
It's sad.
It's awful.
And they showed a thing last night, and it showed him as a kid and stuff like that. Mm. And I look over, and we have this deal where I don't know why we don't want to cry like that to TV. But we both are weird about it. Like the final episodes of The Office, we know they're sad, and we both want to cry, but we won't just let it go.
You know when your throat gets that lump in it, and it's like, hurts?
Yeah.
I didn't want to cry.
Did you cry last night?
But I did.
It is sad, because here's this great-looking dude in great shape, and he's making millions of dollars. And
are you talking about me?
Yes, and he's a top star in the company, and then he got leukemia.
Man, that's awful.
He'll beat it.
Yeah.
He'll beat it. He's so healthy. And and the stuff I've read about leukemia is that a lot of people can put it into remission and then live forever. Mm-hmm. Basically normal life expectancy. But imagine getting the diagnosis.
And he's got a lot of money and can help.
Yeah, the care and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are you cool if I get that t-shirt for the pay-per-view?
Ahead. I mean, whatever.
For the pay-per-view?
You'll probably wear it every day.
Is it more weird? Okay, because I have a Britney Spears shirt and I have a Kelly Kapowski shirt. Would a Trish Stratus shirt offend you more?
No.
You're lying because you're on the after show.
It's just whatever with you. I don't care.
But see, she's finally learning.
Let me talk to the truthsayer.
Oh, gosh. No. You mean the instigator?
Give me the truthsayer.
Exactly.
He speaketh the truth. No, he's not.
He's busy.
Give me
in the back seat.
I need to talk to him right now, this very second.
He's doing worksheets about looking out of car windows.
Exactly.
Kai Michael, I need to talk to you.
phone. He's asleep.
No, give me that. Give him the phone right now.
Hold on. All right, your dad wants to talk to you. Hi.
What's up, Kai?
What's up?
What's up, dog?
Hey, hey, we're doing our after show podcast right now.
And so you can basically say almost anything you want.
So.
Almost.
Hey, Kai. I have a question. What? Don't let your mom hear what we're talking about, okay? Are you on speakerphone or not?
Yes.
Take it off speaker.
Yeah.
Listening.
You know how to do it?
Y'all suck. Yes.
All right. So are you off speaker?
Yeah.
What girl does mom get mad about? I can't hear you.
Trish Stratus.
So does mom get mad about Britney Spears? No. Kelly Kapowski?
No.
David the Barrel Boy?
Do you think your mom would be cool if I wore a Trish Stratus shirt around the house?
Wow, you wear it all the time?
I don't have it yet, but I was going to order me and you both one.
Okay, nice.
Would you wear one?
Yeah.
Or if I got me a Trish Stratus shirt and you could have a shirt of any WWE female, who would you get?
Sasha Banks.
All right.
Oh, my mom has a crush on Roman Reigns.
Well, that's a good one to have a crush on.
That's honestly true.
Do I worry about your mother and Roman Reigns?
I don't know.
Does that bother me at all?
Yeah, probably. I would think.
I think it does.
You're a little...
What? She's cheating on you.
Shut up!
With Roman Reigns?
No. She's cheating on you.
He is the biggest instigator, and he gets it directly from you, Brandon Baxter.
Hey, Kai.
Yeah?
You've lost your mind. Do me one favor, though. Are you still off of
speakerphone? Yeah.
This is going to be a secret between me and you and Kelly and David and all of our podcast friends, okay?
Okay.
The secret is Trish Stratus follows me on Twitter.
Shut up. You're not cool.
Wow. Yeah. You have a new girlfriend.
Brandon's got a new girl.
Kai, quit encouraging your father.
Kai, I am your father. Did that sound more like
it? You sounded like Michael Scott. British dude.
All right, Kai. We'll see you later, buddy. I love you.
Love you.
We love you too, Kai.
Love y'all too.
All right. Bye. See you, all right.
Leave it to Kai.
Yep. You never know. That's what happens when you talk to
Mommy's cheating on you.
Man, I wasn't ready for that.
We got to go, y'all.